Mr. Secretary?
Yes.
Just a moment,
Thank
sir.
You.
Secretary, we're at Sun One.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. President.
First, I got your note last night. I don't agree with your conclusion that it's good to ever be thinking about your going to leaving anywhere.
Well, it bothered me, frankly.
I never heard of it. Nobody's ever discussed it with me, and I don't want you to go anywhere except to conquer and be promoted and get the least responsibilities every place that I can. And I never heard of it. Nobody's ever mentioned it. First, I have seen it. I hadn't even seen it in Time and Newsweek with your note. But whenever I have any feeling that... Why one can do the job as well as you can, I'd be the first to tell you. And I don't think there is anybody, and I don't think there's anybody in the cabinet abler.
Well, I'm very grateful.
Tibbar gives a better image, does a better job than you and your wife and your family, and I never heard of it, and I guess it's someone's in exile, but I sure as hell don't want you in exile, and I want you to go but one way but up. I know your problems, and whenever you have any problems, talk to me about them.
Yeah.
Never conclude for a second.
Hello?
Connor, now Connor is leaving.
Yes.
Have indicated. I'm friends. I have a very, very high opinion of you that I have not made any commitment because I don't want to make any.
That's right.
On other people, I would like for this to go through. If it doesn't go through, I'm not going to cry. I think we better just wait until we can get Meany and them completely aboard, and they may not get aboard. If they don't, we can't do it. If they can, we can do it. But I don't look upon you as organized labor's stooge. I look upon you as the people's friend, and I think you can be a judicious and a fair cabinet officer in practically every job in the cabinet, and the one that you couldn't do. I think you'd make a wonderful HEW man. I think you'd make a good attorney general. I think you'd good job in the State Department. I don't know how you like the damn soldiers. I don't, but might like computers over there with McNamara. But I think you can run commerce as well as you run labor. I don't think that I don't want you to just get the image that you're nothing but labor's man, and you never have had it since I've been president, because you have been more willing to fight their battles and at the same time point out their weaknesses than anybody I know. Now, let's just keep it that way, and when they talk about what's going to happen with the departments, I would just take the position that I favored because I believe it's the interest of my country. And the president said to me two or three times that he's got two or three cabinet posts he'd like for me to take, and I don't know where he wants me or where my country needs me. As long as I can afford it, I'm going to do the best I can, and I'm not interested in title or dollars. If I did, I'd be off somewhere else. I'm interested in service, and... then let's just go on and get it through, and then we'll take a look at it and see what's available and what we think we ought to do. And Connor is leaving. He's leaving today. That's going to create a lot of questions. And if I thought I could get by with it, I wouldn't mind making the decision today. But I think that we better not be deceptive or hypocritical. I think we better just say that not here. That had nothing to do with your recommendation, whether you'd have a bigger department or a smaller department or any department that we have recommended on the basis of what's merit and what happens. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. And the president said to you on other occasions, hell, I'd like to have you at the United Nations. I'd like to have you running the poverty war. I wouldn't have hesitated a minute to make you Secretary of Commerce if we had one. So as long as a man feels that way about you and about your family and about your ability, I'd like to have you running the White House staff. To hell with Time and Newsweek, because all they want to do is divide Democrats, and what you're standing with the president, White House, is on basis just one thing. That's your ability and the way you performed your duties. It's not because we're kinfolks or we're born in the same state or we've known each other 50 years. Campaigned together 64 when they have to go through some other sorrowful moments, but... we do it pretty well together, and at least it's very satisfactory from my standpoint, and when and if it isn't. You'll be the first one to know it. Joe Califano won't know it, and Bill Moyers won't know it. Not anybody in the White House is closer to me than you are. And if I don't like anything you do or your wife or your family, I'll let you know it before anybody else. In the meantime, I just wish you'd close your book and say I got an A double plus on my performance to date, period.
Mr. President, thank you very much. And you only know that, or you do know that, and not in any sentimental sense or anything else, that there's only two things that make me tick. One is my family, and the other is the opportunity to do whatever will make sense as far as you're concerned, with an expression of loyalty, which it's hard for men to express to each other, but which I feel in a very deep way.
Well, you show it, and you show it to your country, and nobody feels for your country better, and the judgment's sound, and the kind of progressive as I want it to be, and I'll see you at cabinet meeting, but I would just frankly tell them, if anybody asks you, I don't want to speak for the record, but there are two or three cabinet assignments the president would like for me to take. I don't know where you're going to put me. Don't care. I'm trying to serve my country wherever I can do it best. And I'll be very frank to you. Some of the top people that advise me have suggested you for three or four. And if I thought that you better, that's what I'd ask you to do. And some of them have been, if Goldberg went back to be the United Nations, some of them have said you ought to run all the poverty because of the way you're doing it over there. There's not a cabinet officer that we wouldn't think about. So let's just keep this flexible and free and leave no doubt anytime, anywhere, that there's anybody that can trump your card as far as this office is concerned, period. Or your wife's either.
Thank you very much.